This is the Kol Hadash podcast. Originally recorded on October 3rd, 2024, Rabbi Adam Shalom's theme for the Rosh Hashanah morning service is technology, triumph or terror. What has the internet brought or wrought us? Will artificial intelligence come with more controls or will it control us? This is the literary reading from that event.
The Golem by Yud Lamed Peretz. Great men would sometimes perform miracles. When the Prague ghetto was attacked with the intention of defiling the women, roasting the children, and slaughtering everyone else, when all hope appeared to be lost, the Maharal put aside the Talmud and went out into the streets. He went over to the first best clay mound, which happened to be in front of a teacher's doorway, and fashioned a clay dummy. He blew into the golem's nose. The golem started to move. He whispered a name into its ear, and the golem strode out of the ghetto. The Maharal returned to his learning, and the golem turned to our enemies who had besieged the ghetto, thrashing his stumps about. Men started falling like flies. Prague started filling up with dead. It went on, so it is said, all of Wednesday and Thursday. Friday came and the clock struck 12, and still the golem continued to go about his business. Rabbi, the community pleaded, the golem will kill off all of Prague. Who will remain to heat the stoves on the Sabbath or remove the candlesticks? The Maharal again interrupted his learning, approached the altar, and began to say, a psalm, a song for the Sabbath day. The golem stopped his work. He returned to the ghetto, to the synagogue, and went over to the Maharal. The Maharal again whispered in his ear, and the golem's eyes closed. The breath went out of him, and he became a clay dummy once more. To this day, the golem lives in an upper alcove of the Prague synagogue, hidden by spider webs which reach out from all four walls and extend across the entire arcade so that no eyes may gaze upon him, especially not the pregnant women from the ladies' gallery. That, in fact, is the reason that the spider web must not be disturbed, and whoever does disturb it dies. The elders no longer remember the golem. Only the Chacham Zvi, the Maharal's grandson, still wonders whether the golem may be included in the quorum, the minion of ten, or the company of three. The golem, you see, has not been forgotten. He exists. But the name, without which the golem cannot be animated in times of need, it is as if the name has sunk to the bottom of the seas, and the spiderweb grows and grows and must not be disturbed. Do something. What is our golem today? Our golem could be the wonders of technology, the internet, and artificial intelligence, as we will explore later. Our golem could be the dogs of war, intended for defense, yet deployed in ways that do not end conflict, but rather perpetuate it. Our golem could be the politics of rage and outrage, marshaling and mobilizing our forces at the expense of reconciliation or coexistence. The golem always seems necessary at the time, and perhaps it is. But then the golem takes on a life and a logic and a force of its own. In this story of the golem, the Jewish community of Prague stops its golem for its own reasons. Not humanitarian concern for the suffering of its enemies, but out of a need of them for symbiotic existence, to help Jews observe Shabbat. We aspire to more empathy, to deploy force when needed, but to remember the Jewish principle that each life is a universe. We remind ourselves of the Jewish story that when angels celebrated the death of Pharaoh's army in the Red Sea during the Exodus, the Hebrew God rebuked them by offering sympathy for the dying. Of course, there are also Jewish stories of vengeance, exulting in the downfall of our enemies. Even as we defend ourselves, We should appeal to the better angels of our nature. We can also consider the golem as a metaphor for our psyche. What defense mechanisms have we created that now have a life of their own, that cause more damage than we would wish? What conflicts have grown and grown until they seem unfixable? What monsters lurk in our attic, waiting for the wrong word to bring them to life and to attack again? When has our self-defense become more destructive than protective? Paradoxically, the use of force is a delicate thing in society, in war, in our relationships with each other. We can and must defend ourselves, yet that very defense calls forth impulses that threaten to overwhelm our thoughts and values. The golem is ever watchful, ever waiting, and the price of our golems is eternal vigilance.
Thank you for listening to the Kol Hadash podcast. To learn more, support, and membership to Kol Hadash, visit kolhadash.com. To learn more about secular humanistic Judaism, visit shj.org.